Situated on the edge of East London, London Liverpool Street is a stone's throw away from the heart of culture, art and music in Shoreditch. Bustling with music venues, pubs, clubs and recording studios, the area is full of musical talent and history. One iconic venue in the area is the Old Blue Last on Great Eastern Street, just a 10-minute walk from the station. The pub became a legendary music venue known for hosting established and upcoming acts. Arctic Monkeys reportedly broke the ceiling during their set, while Mumford & Sons, Florence and the Machine and Amy Winehouse have also graced the stage. But Liverpool Street Station is also the gateway to East London, which in recent decades has been at the forefront in the growth of a new musical genre, grime, considered by some to be the most influential new British music scene in decades. In the early 2000s, an artist from nearby Bow took the building blocks off UK garage and drum and bass and created a new, darker sound, telling the real stories of the crowded and often chaotic East London neighbourhoods of their youth. It was Dizzy Rascal's 2003 album Boy in a Corner that catapulted the genre into the wider public consciousness. The 18-year-old's dazzling storytelling took listeners on a journey into Tower Hamlets' council estates, teenage rivalries and turf wars. And Dizzy Rascal reaped the reward in 2003 with the Mercury Music Prize. Fellow East Londoners like Kano and Lethal Bizzle picked up the baton for grime until a new wave of artists found mainstream success with the sound in the 2010s. Hailing from all across London, Stormzy, Skepta and AJ Tracy took grime from its East London roots to nationwide popularity. And satellite grime scenes can today be found across the world, as far afield as China, Australia, Brazil and Japan. Rapid gentrification and one-off events like the 2012 Olympic Games means parts of the East End have changed beyond recognition in the past two decades. But it remains a rich tapestry of cultural influences that have spawned some of Britain's most innovative music and is definitely worth a visit.